that happens at Big Fern, where basically we've got rangatahi at the centre of everything that we do. So it's all ages shows for rangatahi made by rangatahi. So we have promoter positions available where young people are basically get selected and they get to put the lineup together, put the marketing and posters and stuff together, and they basically run the show. So they select the artists that they want to play at the show, and all the artists all have to be 25 years or under, and all the artists also get paid, and there's also crew positions available as well. So if you want to work doing lighting or being a stagehand or working the door, taking photos or videos, those positions are all available for people under the age of 25, and these are all paid positions as well. So what we're really trying to do is create a culture of young fans going to local shows from an early age, and trying to build up this culture of going to support Aotearoa artists from a young age. So yeah, that's really at the centre of it, but really around it is all about young people having a great time.
Yeah, it's quite interesting that, I mean, obviously there's a focus on the actual musicians themselves, but the fact that you're looking at the ecosystem of, the promoters, the front of house, lighting, why was it important to sort of zoom out and look at sort of events as a whole with how you bring young people in and support them and also pay them to do this kind of work?
Really, I think if you're really truly putting on a show that you want young people to come to, they really have to be authentic. So you can't have an older person, like
you can't
me,
be Steve Buscemi in a backwards cap being like, hello, fellow kids.
It's that meme, classic meme, right? And you can't really do that. And I actually grew up in the music, community by putting on all ages shows. That was what I did when I was 15 years old.
Wow.
And I did that until I was about 25. And the reason why I stopped doing it is because even at, when I was 25, I realised I really don't know what younger people want. And so less and less people started coming to my shows. And so it's all about giving these experiences to a young person, because they very much know what they and their, friend group want to see.
Yeah.
And they know, the bands and the artists that they want to see and what they're really into, and people that are at their school, and that's very much what's happening at this very first new fan show. That's so the first show is taking place next Friday, 12th of June, at Big Fan. And also tickets are going to be $10, because we really wanted to create an accessible ticket price for young people and for that not to be a barrier, because we know there are so many other barriers that exist for rangatahi, such as transport and as well as obviously the cost as well. So we're just trying to reduce as many barriers as possible. And a lot of these young bands that are playing at the show are under 18. So it's really cool that she selected this this lineup.
Who is on the lineup? Can you tell us? Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the promoter is this amazing young woman, Kate Guan. She's 16 years old, attends McLean's College in East Auckland.
I went there.
Correct. See, I'm a McLean's College alumni.
Oh, you too. Whoa.
Yeah. We'll have to have a chat about that.
Yes, take that off. Yeah. So who's she selected for her lineup?
Yeah, so she's got a new promoter, Instagram, called Sonic Bloom. And she's got four bands playing. Virelli, who's a 16-year-old. He's year 12 at also McLean's College. Virelli, he's performing at that. And we've also got Hazy Way, Crying Ivy, who I guess Big Fan's favourites. They're under 18 as well. And another band called Not Exact, who are from Waihi and down in Tauranga ways.
Cool. And how do aspiring promoters or aspiring musicians get involved in this?
So at the moment, we've still got expressions of interest, which are rolling applications for the artist and the crew positions.
Yep.
So they're available at bigfan.co.nz. Just follow the link to New Fans and fill those out. And the next promoter interest form will open just after the 12th of June. So we're probably aiming at like 15th or 16th of June. So keep an eye out for that because cool. there'll be another show happening in August.
Awesome. And is the best place for people to find this out or follow what New Fans is doing, is that on Instagram, is that TikTok, website? Where can people sort of stay plugged into what's going on?
Yeah, probably all of the above. So yeah. Whatever platform is easiest for you. Also, we've got a mailing list for our website as well. So that's an easy way to get a quick email notification.
Yeah. And is there any other ways people can support the initiative other than coming along, say, older people who want to throw their support? Is there any fundraising or anything like that, or just come along?
Oh, that's an awesome question. I guess any sort of share that you can do about the New Fan Show would be awesome. If, you know, they might have kids or friends' kids who might want to come to this as well. So yeah. Anything like that is really helpful. Big Fan, we are a charitable trust, mm-hmm. And we do actually take donations on the website if that is something that people are able to support us with. But $10 tickets, so really accessible. So hopefully that can help us spread the word.
Amazing. We'll include all those links in the show notes for people who want to know. And one last question. Why did you decide that now was the time to do this? Why rebuild something for young music fans and artists in Tamaki?
I think there are so many great big shows coming, you know, at the arenas and the stadium level with international artists. And that's all really cool. And what we're trying to do is that it's actually for the whole wider ecosystem. Mm. So we need stuff at the grassroots, you know, indie venues, you know, local bands, because we need to grow our local talent here in Aotearoa for them to become the next, you know, arena in the stadium level artists that, you know, that we don't need to bring in from overseas. So, you know, that's really our hopes and dreams, really. So I think now is the perfect time to really help grow this. And, you know, myself and our founder, Joel Little, you know, we really grew up in this all-ages scene, you know, when we were young, and there was a lot more opportunities for people to attend all-ages shows. So we're just trying to help, you know, people have that kind of same experience that we did, because when you love going to local music from a young age, you're basically a fan of that for life, you know, for life. So hopefully we can help create that same sort of feeling for the next young person.
Yeah, and get everyone in the room together enjoying music and seeing how it's made and all the work that goes into it, front of stage, back of house.
For sure.
Yeah, it's a huge thing. Oh, that sounds absolutely incredible, Savina. Thank you so much for telling us all about it. That was Savina Fountain, General Manager of Big Fan, telling us about New Fans, the new bi-monthly all-ages live music series in Morningside at Big Fan. The first one is on June the 12th, curated by Sonic Bloom, the promoter, with Virelli, Hazyway, Crying Ivy, and Not Exact. And we will have all the information in the show notes. Thank you, Savina. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for having me.
See ya.
Awesome. Thank you.
95 BFM.